This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on increasing women's participation in Indian Armed Forces. The participants are Lieutenant General Madhuri Kanitkar, Defence Analyst, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani Correspondent.
Recently, the government has approved first all-women CISF battalion. The decision is in line with the government's efforts to increase the participation of women in every field. To summarize, in 2020, the Indian Army began offering women permanent positions. By 2022, the National Defence Academy admitted its first female cadets. Taking this forward, today we are joined by Lieutenant General Madhuri Kanitkar. General Kanitkar is the third women officer in India to be promoted to a 3-star rank. General Kanitkar, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Deeksha. It's a pleasure being with you.
Before we get into the nitty-gritties of the subject, I would like you to explain in detail about the recent decision of the government of having the first all-women CISF battalion. Can you talk about the overall participation of women in CISF up till now and what will be the role of this new battalion?
I think it's an excellent move. You see how gradually, firmly, but surely the government is taking very positive steps to make it a gender inclusive force. And I think this comes from two things. One is that the society is getting ready for it. And secondly is the performance of all the women in various situations and various paramilitary and military forces who have contributed phenomenally. So like if you see whether it's the CISF or earlier it was even the Assam Rifles. So it's been paramilitary as well as the military that they are taking women as they see them capable, confident and performing in various situations where women handle it very well.
I would also like to inform our listeners that the new battalion will be raised as an elite troop and will play a key role in protecting the key infrastructure of the nation. Also, the paramilitary forces ITBP, Assam Rifles, CRPF, BSF, SSB are open to women. Moving on, I would now like to draw your attention to the defense forces. In 2020, the Indian Army began offering permanent positions to women officers. This came after a long battle. In your opinion, how will it impact the generations to come? And also, I would like you to talk about the implications of women cadets going to NDA.
I think both steps have been extremely positive. There was a little skepticism about how women would perform in command situations because up till then, the permanent commission was offered only in the medical corps and the nursing corps. And here we, from the beginning, we trained together, we served together. So it was sort of an accepted norm. But having said that, even us, I remember we were the first batch way back in 1983, the first batch to be posted, women to be posted to field units. So they have been taking guarded steps, testing every step and seeing that the women have been able to perform. And at the same time, it's helping the armed forces prepare the infrastructure. I mean, it's not just about women serving there. It's about having, you know, some kind of a privacy, whether it's your bathrooms, toilets. So these kind of situations, we can't make a difference and say one size fits all. So the armed forces has also kept the logistics in mind, got things prepared, and then step by step sent women. When the medical corps women started performing well in field hospitals, now today they're going into even the regiments as regimental medical officers. And we also have a lady serving on the Siachen. So this is how they've taken in a step manner. And that is why they were a little worried about women commanding units in non-medical situations. And the reason was that most of the troops, they would come from situations where the Indian patriarchal system hasn't really got the women going. But someone has to take a step forward. And I'm really happy that women have now been permitted to take command positions, which gives them that they don't join it just for a short period or just for the sake of it with nothing to do after that, but they take it up as a career. And when a woman joins armed forces and she leads the men and she takes those command positions, she's a role model for hundreds of other young girls who look up to her and where society starts respecting her. So I think both aspects are important. Society slowly accepting it, women getting ready, and the armed forces clearing the logistics hurdles. There was another question about NDA. I think that was, again, long awaited decision. And there was a little kind of skepticism as to, you know, should they join in? But I think it's an excellent idea, because taking from the medical corps, where at the Armed Forces Medical College, when we joined, we were 20 girls and 100 boys. And now it's like 30 girls and 105 boys. But even then, just the fact that both genders work together, you learn from the beginning, you don't have to have a separate gender sensitization, and nor do you have a patronizing way of women as lady wives. So you look at them as equals, you look at them as officers, and keep it gender neutral. So I think starting from training is an excellent idea. And with that, they have also opened up possibilities of them taking up a permanent commission and not waiting till the end. So that, I think, is an excellent move. The third aspect is in the changing dynamics of war. Today, war is not traditionally only something that's fought on the ground. There's also cyber, there is IT, there is things with space. So in all these situations, it is, I don't think gender really would matter. And technical competence, capability, just similar to where how in the medical corps, it was about competence, it was about capability. So I think that situation, as we move towards the future, there are going to be large number of options and openings where women will be able to take it to the equal opportunities for them and prove their mettle for what the armed forces requires.
General Kanka, this brings me to my next question. Getting deeper into the discussion, since you spoke about the medical corps, which allows women, my question is, will mechanized infantry or, for example, armored corps allow women officers to join?
I think it would be taken in a very sort of holistic manner as what is their role. So when you look at the troop which serves within the tank, it's a very confined space, and where you would probably go on long sort of exercise training. It doesn't matter when you're actually working or performing, because it's not something about physical strength. It's more about being there. So it has to be comfortable for both. And that would have to have, it would have to come along with as more women join in the other ranks as well. You can't have only women officer who, she would probably be just one woman there in a tank troop, which is by one this thing, and all the other are men. So as we take it in a gradual manner and start having, getting women serving in your other ranks as well, I think we should be ready to take women in the officer's rank.
Since you spoke about other ranks, my next question to you is also related to it. Corps of Military Police only has the other rank personnel. Can we see other technical arms also induct female other ranks personnel anytime soon?
I think so. So just the way the first women came in into the medical corps and the nursing corps, I think we may be able to take them and try it out. It would be obviously everyone's the hierarchy who would take the best decisions and would give them opportunities. Because you see how over time things have evolved. I mean, it was such a big thing when I was the third lieutenant general. And today, can you imagine, the medical corps is being led by three women. The DG AFMS is a woman, the DGMS Army for the first time is a woman, and the DGMS Navy, she's also a woman. So you have women really in real key positions of leadership. So that is a role model and an example. And I'm sure the entire hierarchy is watching as to how are they performing. And as women start taking on these command posts and how they take on, would be a test to see that, yes, if they can do it, why not have the women also serving in the ranks? But having said that, it is difficult. It would require a lot of, especially beyond the short service, because you have long field postings. And that's the hardship which comes in, and whether our society is ready to send their girls. So it would have to be taken both. It's not just about the armed forces deciding. It's also about society's preparedness.
General Kanitka, that was quite an encouraging news which you just shared with us. And now I would like to bring in Flight Lieutenant Shivali Deshpande. Flight Lieutenant Deshpande, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much to have me on board.
I would like to ask you, Air Force has inducted women in all branches, including the combats. The organization is also encouraging the participation of women. How do you view this? And could you also share the challenges which are faced by women officers?
Talking about your first part of the question, that Indian Air Force has opened its doors for women in all the branches, that was a very, very encouraging step. Now, coming to the second question, let me tell you that today in this male-dominated society, women are raising their voices, women are showing their talent, women are proving themselves to be not only just housemakers or not only just housewives, but also to be good professionals. In whichever field they go, women are proving to be ice-breaking agents and women are doing exceedingly well. Women have that kind of the motherly attitude to take everything, to understand every situation and to take a very logical and a practical decision.
Flight Lieutenant Deshpande, I would also like to ask you, what role can society play when it comes to encouraging women to take up the armed forces as a profession?
What motivates the women and the girls to join the Indian Air Force is live examples. That is very, very important. When you see a lady officer in front of you who's being in the society telling anecdotes of her service, that is something which motivates the women more. Now, what role does society play to motivate women? Well, today our society is progressing a lot. We no longer have narrow-minded people. We have people with a very, very broad vision who are letting the women step out of their homes and go to places for their profession. So this is, in fact, a noble era where I must say that parents especially and, of course, the society at large is getting motivated to send girls into the defense forces. It is the duty of us veterans to clarify all these doubts and to keep motivating the youngsters to join the defense forces.
Thank you so much, Flight Lieutenant Deshpande, for sparing your valuable time and joining us here in the discussion today.
Thank you so much.
General Kanitkar, coming back to you, let's talk about the gender inclusivity in the Indian Navy. As all of us are aware that recently the INSV Tarini has sailed out for the Navika Sagar Parikrama Part 2. Women officers of the Indian Navy are making the entire country proud as they are on a historic voyage of circumnavigation on board the Indian Naval Sailing Vessel Tarini. What are your views on this? How are these two women becoming role models and embedding their name in the history?
I think this is a brilliant challenge that these young girls have taken on, and I'm myself so excited. So you can imagine if I feel so happy about it. Look at all the girls in young schools, on TV, on media who are following them. Look at the stars that are being ignited in their eyes. So this is not about just circumnavigating the globe. It's also about aspirations. It's also about resilience. It's also about proving that, yes, girls are now ready to take on.
What more needs to be done on part of the organizations like Indian Army, Indian Navy and the Indian Air Force to be gender sensitive towards women? What steps do we need to take more?
I think what they're doing is perfectly fine. And because overnight opening it up without being prepared for it, because that can have a negative, something's going wrong, puts the society off. So it's very important to do it correctly. The first time is the best time, and therefore you need to be prepared. And as far as gender sensitization, yes, this is the way where already we are trying to do that. You know, when the soldiers join, when they are in units, in specific areas where you work, you have gender sensitization workshops. And these kind of messages are given down the list. It is very important because when you sensitize a male, not in the just the armed forces, he goes back and is a role model for the rest of his, whether it's his village, his panchayat. And I can tell you the most empowering thing to a woman is when she wears her uniform.
Very true, General Kanitkar. Thank you so much for sparing your valuable time.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on increasing women's participation in Indian Armed Forces. The participants were Lieutenant General Madhuri Kanitkar, Defense Analyst, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani Correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92 8909 4044.